we finished most of our touring at the end of the summer, and we finished in New York, and Aisha and I stayed in New York. We just felt like writing, so we got a little studio. Aisha had a bunch of songs and we started working on them together.
We just had so many ideas that we wanted to put down on and like to record, so we just thought that we would use that time in New York just to like literally write. And
I wouldn't describe it as experimental. It's more sort of party music in a way. But when you listen to the lyrics, they're also quite dark and thoughtful and a bit heartbreaking. So it's beats, it's very synths, it's very, you can dance to it. And then there's some sort of more sparse, slower stuff.
We've tried to do something a bit different to what we normally do. So we thought we'd incorporate kind of different sounds like modular synths and actual synthesizers. And also just trying to approach the project in a kind of completely kind of different way. Like, even though I'm playing bass a little bit different, I'm obviously singing, which I've never done before, which has given me a great appreciation for people that actually are singers. Why is it good to do that sort of thing? You know, to do something that's different to what you've been used to doing and to get out and play with something new, I suppose.
You should always try new things, because I think it really, it's kind of inspiring as well to try and do something that you've not done before, because there's so much involved around that process that it's you know, how do you incorporate synthesizers with drums and bass? And it's just also, I mean, I've always loved synth music, and so it's kind of incorporating things that I love hearing myself.
You know, when you have music that you really, really love and you're just like, I want to make that. And so you're like, how do I go about doing it? Like, there's no handbook for doing it. So you just like get all the things and like start making noise, and then it sort of ends up sounding like its own thing.
You know, having toured so long all together, it's kind of nice to be experiencing each other in a different way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe.
You know what I mean?
See you later.
You said the lyrics are a little bit darker. Where did the lyrics come from?
Come from experience. which will make sense when you hear them. Yeah, it's come from like the last couple of years and months, I guess. So they are quite, I guess, emotional in many ways. A lot of anger, like, I guess there's a lot of anger in everything I do, ironically, because I'm always laughing.
Some of them really reflect this super weird couple of years that we're in. Just this sort of really strange 2016, 2017 weird feeling that everyone has of like impending doom, which I'm sure will go away at some point. Completely apocalyptic. It's like, yeah. this is what London's gonna look like. Yeah. We're basically sitting literally on a pile of rubble. With Savages, we've played the same song so many times. You can just smash it every night and you know you can do that. You don't really need to use your brain at some point. Your body's just doing it. I'm actually really looking forward to it becoming muscle memory again, because then you can really enjoy yourself.
There's an element of risk to it, because anything could go wrong, and so many electronics kind of components in the set, and yeah.
Oh my god, you're making
risks. Is there going to be a record then? What's the plan for it? We would love to put it down on record. We're going to play some more shows and just see how we feel after we played those shows, and hopefully record something.
Well, we're going in the studio in 2 weeks. You've got that in the diary, right?
No.